Oi, long time never touch you, Fred here, your host of the podcast, Jamaican Revelation. This podcast is better than Bob Marley in a bobsled with dreadlock. This podcast reach beyond stereotype and reveal a Jamaican's greatest gift, and that is to shift, pivot, and adapt. It give them an edge for creation when it come to culture. You see, we live in a world where they tell you what to think, where to go, what to wear, where to eat. And if you want somewhere that you can break away from that just for a moment or begin to learn how to create culture yourself, you come to the right place. I tell you that you don't have to be born a Jamaica to be Jamaican. Your birth certificate soon come, you hear? You listen to this podcast and you already begin your citizenship. You get your green card, you hear me? Let us begin. Welcome back, episode 4 of a series, Curry and Culture. Question for you, do you burn your curry?
Bun up the curry. I said we're not bun it. Never heard this before.
Do you bun up your curry? That is my question. At the end of the episode, you can answer the question. If you listen on Spotify, you find the question at the end of the podcast. Now, in episode 1, we learn you must bless the curry. If you listen to that episode, you find out why. Because of the flour that almost killed me. In episode 2, you find out that you cut up the scallion. And we learn the origin of that bush. In episode 3, I reluctantly add potato in a me curry. And me do it for the reason you will find out when you listen to episode 3. But now we come to episode 4. And that is the star of the show for me. Now, that is the chicken. And when I think about that bird, because you better treat it with love, you better love the chicken, because the chicken will kill you, and me tell you why soon. But first, let me go back in time. When me mother want chicken, she go at the backyard, and she select a chicken. She grab it, she wring his neck, she chop it off, she drop it in a scalding hot water for remove the feather and then resume business as usual. But you know, in the context of culture for me, here in the Midwest, in Wichita, Kansas, we go to a grocery store down the street and we pick up a pack of chicken. We put it in a bowl and wash it. You know, I don't fully understand why we wash the chicken. Sometimes we wash it with salt. Sometimes we wash it with vinegar. Do you wash your chicken? You know, me tell you something. Me tell you already that you better not play with that bird. If there is one thing to remember about the chicken, is that you play with that bird and he will kill you. And me say that because if you don't handle that chicken with care, that you suffer from salmonella. If you just lay it down on the countertop, put your hand in your mouth, me tell you something right now. Whether you are a religious person or not, you find yourself on your knees in front of the toilet bowl. I cry out to God and make promise you have no intention of keeping. Me tell you right now, if there is one way to reconcile man and God, or to your brother them, is that get that salmonella poison in your system, and you stay there on the bathroom floor and say, Lord, me never do that again. Me sorry. And your memory come back for all the times that you do someone wrong, or you say something you should not have said. It all come back like flashback. You say something to someone unseemingly, you reconcile right then and there. I tell you something, that is one sickness you don't play with. I juke you something fierce, have your inside turn inside out. So be safe when you cook chicken. You make sure you wash everything. You wash your hand them. You wash the countertop. You wash the knife. But don't play with that bird. So I have a question for you. Do you bun up your curry? You bun your curry. For those of you listening in or watching on Spotify, question is, do you bun your curry? So this is a tradition me just learned recently. You know, growing up in a Jamaican household, you never find such a thing. No one bun the curry, we just cook the curry. They say, if you don't bun the curry, you make yourself sick. So the process for bun the curry, you get a pot and put it upon the stove and you turn it high. You drop some oil into the pot and then you put the curry powder in it and you let it simmer or fry or cook or something like that. And you know, since I find this out, this is something that I do. Me learn that from Debbie Deb. You can find her on YouTube. But since then, me bun me curry. My question, do you burn your curry and why? And have you ever eaten a curry and find yourself sick? Was it because of the curry or because you play with that dirty chicken? You tell me another comment. What we learn from this? You know, I learned that some things pass down and some things don't in culture. That we build a culture every day, bit by bit. We build up a culture, the little habits that we participate in. And before we know it, we transform and we change. And it all have something to do with your buy-in, if you trust in, or if you believe in whatever it is that you seek to accomplish. For me, my goal is to build culture in my house here in the Midwest. I have a wife and a son, and another son just come when I turn 42 years old. And in this household, for me and my house, we do things differently. In the fray of everyday life, in the chaos, run up and down the street, run picnic up and down, help this person, talk to my wife. Feed the kids them, go to appointment, go to a meeting here. In all of the run and the rush, so much meaning is lost. And to try to recapture that, it take work. If it just naturally occur, or does culture tick integrity and accountability? Well, no. Once you have the chicken in the pot, you turn it down to medium and you cover it up. Chicken doesn't tick that long because it don't have the bone. So what can we draw from the process of this stage in the creation of a good curry? What we have seen are tradition that pass down, some that make it true and some that don't. We find that things like you burn your curry to survive, but if you don't respect the chicken, you're dead. You're dead, man. You're dead. You know, I will end on this note. When we look at the natural order of things in the world, there are some things we don't bother ask question. We just respect it. We don't get angry at the fire for bun me. We just accept the fire hot. There are natural things in this world that are terrible and beautiful all at the same time. That when you understand what it could possibly do, you make sure to exist within the guidelines. You know, I think this is a very important point when we talk about the building of culture, because as you walk through life in your context, there are some things that are permissible but are not the best practice. And it seems like wisdom is a collection of best practices. And when a person live out those best practice, people begin to participate in it. And for me, I want that to start in my home, a collection of wisdom, things that work and things that don't work so well, things that I respect that are much more powerful than I, even though I don't fully understand it, I have a deep respect for it. And so I teach that in my home. So it is when you make curry, there are certain things that pass down from generation to generation, and it would almost seem like high treason if you try to oppose it or speak out against it or ask question about it. But you know, life go on and you learn you must ask question, even to the chagrin of someone who has done it that way all their life. I reference the practice of burning your curry as opposed to respect your chicken, respect the chicken, and handle with care. This star of the show can make or break the dish. If done correctly, make it memorable. If done irresponsibly, we'll have it coming out at both ends, if you know what I mean. Sometimes it's good just to accept the conditions you have been given, and sometimes it's good to ask questions, but to know which way to go at any given time, you must use discernment because God give you a brain. And so as you learn tradition and you follow culture, culture change, you change. That while You may not do things the same way your parents them do it. You can still have a deep respect for them and honor them, but help them to realize that you grow and change also. People change. Things change. Times change. That is the miracle of culture, you know, is that it is a collection of tradition and wisdom of best practice, steady moving through time. And you pick up some and you put down some, and you honor those who get you where you come from, but you continue to strive forward and carry on. But one thing is for sure, we have one thing in common, and that is each and every one of you is with fellow man, your brethren and your sisters. And so on that basis, you must not forget. Much respect, man. Until next time, episode 4, Curry and Culture. Me soon finish, and we'll make you a plate. Talk to you next time.